Sagt ihr mal, starting around the famous Sugis in the Sechta, the book is said they're one after the other. Tanar Abonam, the Stup Sokim, Shiras Yom Nisal, they must have Batechem. Natam Alema, Salik Farnema, they roll the Hassab, the Roch, Hamid Mahog, the Wolf, Zak Rashi. Hij bot hem in Mashma. Was me wat tegen met, zei ze me gewoon gevolgen. Zag die gemar, de fische nema, de rol de chassar. Het zei in de pasikul, de soep zo kom, de pasikul de ira, de pasikul de matze. De pasikul de ira, het zei lacha. En die wil er nou, shachai at roi, wat er was, shachai at roi, shachai at roi, shachai at that you're allowed to be matmin, and you're allowed to take pekbenes on achri. I want to point out, in shat, that the pasuk of Bayroa, the role of chasar b'chav b'chog b'cha, it would cause two mistakes, quote unquote. One mistake is that you're only oiver on chometz that's yours. And number two is you're only oiver when you see it. How would I know that if you're atmin, if it's hidden, or you k'tav pekbenes on achri, tamo leim leim matzi, Rashi speaks out. Tamo leim leim matzi, also l'chat manash afi b'chal mitziyah, Motzi means it's around. Also, Lacha Hashem, Lacha Lexi Lacha, doesn't say Lacha. Stop right here for a second, okay? So, we have one pasuk that teaches me that you're over if you see the Chometz. As another Chometz teaches me that you're over if you have the Chometz. One love is called Leiro, one love is called Lei Motzi. The Gemara learns out later on from Sa'ar Sa'ar, Xer Shava. That the lav of Lo Yiroa was said even in the Bais, and the lav of Lo Yimotze was said even in Gulen. But the pasuk of Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze teaches me that you're over on only over on Lacha, and you're only over if you see it. If Lo Yimotze learned out, it doesn't have to be yours. The obvious question is, make up your mind. Does it have to be Lacha or not be Lacha? So the one speaks about on the bottom. That's the we're going to spend most of the next week on it. That's the bottom sugi, the sugi called Achrayis. It depends. If it's chometz that's not yours, you're not over. If it's chometz and you were mekabel a pikot and you took Achrayis on it, then you are over. One of the famous sugis in Shas. We're going to spend a lot of time on it. It's a whole, it's a Shas sugi. But Akapana, we have two psukim. One pasuk says that there are two things going on over here. One is lecha, and one is imatze. From the word lecha, I learned out that you're not over on chometz that's not yours. From the pasuk of Yimotze, which doesn't say Lacha, I learned that you are right. Chometz, that's not yours. The resolution to that steer is it depends whether you're Makabal Achrayas, whether it was Bikadan or not, whether you were Shemer or not. It means if Stam Chometz lands in your Rosh Hashanah, you're not over, but if you took Achrayas on it, you are right. We'll have to see why. And the second Shinui is that Lay Ros, not only over if you see it. What then about Yatman if it's covered over? And then after Yimotze, the Arabi if you don't see it. Continues the Gemara and says, in the Elbe Nachish Shalei Kibash, the Vein Shari Yimcha B'chatz and Nachish Kibash Shari Yimcha B'chatz and Nayat HaMolem Olam Otev Bateichem, that we'll get to in the next two dots. Says the Gemara, in the Elbe Shal Bateichem, Bore Sichem Baris Menolot, HaMolem B'chol G'vulcha. G'vulcha is Masha, even outside your house, not Dafka in your house. Why is there a mile in your house? When it's in your house, it's more by you. Ma'dani Omer, Vaslav Tupsok, Rabotim, if it's in your house, Eiv Mishon Bayro, Bay Motzi, Bay Yatman, Bay Akapuk, Dez Ben Anachri, in your house, you're Eiv Saif it's yours, saif it's not yours, if you're a Kabbalah Hakodim, and you're even if you don't see it, but we're cool, and it's Shachayat Ravatova Shalachem Shagavaya. We now need ten as a Omer Shal Zeb is Zeb, Shal Zeb, Tamalai Mesor Asol, Xer Shava, Nemesor Batu, Nemesor Lemotu Batechem, Nemesor Bekvul, Lero Chosom, Asom Batu, Ever Mishon Bayro, and Motu Bayat, and Kamu Kesman Anokri, Asom Bekvul, Ever Mishon Bayro, and Motu Bayat, and Kamu Kesman Anokri, Umasor Bekvul, Shachayat Ravatova Shalachem Shagavaya, Asom Batu, Shachayat Ravatova Shalachem Shagavaya. Pasuk over here says that there's two psukim. There's one pasuk which is batim, one pasuk which is gulim. Gulim means my rishus, but outside my house. The one pasuk lei motzei has chumras. What are the chumras of the pasuk lei motzei? It doesn't have to be yours. And even if you don't see it, the pasuk of lei rolocha has kulas. You only over if you see it. Not over if it's not yours. How do I know that the pasuk of batim applies by gvulos, the pasuk of gvulos applies by batim? That's a gzera shava, and therefore There's a big mevuch in the Rishonim, which we're not going to talk about today. We're probably going to leave it till the Vav Mevez, but I do want to put it on the table. What do we learn out? The Moshe, I'll give you an example. Let's say I have chametz that I can't see. So now we know that Le'imotzeh applies even in a gvul, and Le'irah applies even in batim. Everything's all over. So I have an interesting question, which the Rishonim talk about, and we'll come back to it. I'm going to put it on the table, that the Elul should know it's a pshat shaila, which is rooted in deep lomdus. So let's say I have chametz that I can't see. So we learn out of Bal Yimotzeh, even on Bal Yatmin, even if it's not Le'irah. And I know that that applies by batim, it applies by gvul, it applies by inside my house, outside my house. But a very interesting question. When I have chametz that I can't see, I'm over Bal Yimotzeh and Bal Yirah. That means, is the Bal Yimotzeh a gilu, the Bal Yirah is dafko? Or at the end of the day, it's two separate laban with two different sets of rules, just the rules of all of them apply all over. This is a very interesting question. For example, we learn out that Bal Yimotzeh teaches me you don't have to see it. A, and we learn out that the din that you don't have to see it is not only b'batim, by Motzeh b'tech, it's even b'gvulim. Right? Fine. So I have an interesting question. A guy has chametz, and he can't see it. What's he over? Is he over by Motzeh, or is he over by Yirah also? Because by Motzeh is a gila, by Yirah is a lot dafka. Or the board is two separate lab, and there's a lab called by Yirah, there's a lab called by Motzeh. Each lab has its own set of rules. By Yirah has one set of rules, by Motzeh has a different set of rules. And we learn out from the Gzeir Shavah that they both apply in houses, but they both apply in gvulim. But each one has a different set of rules. Is it two separate lavim with two different sets of rules? Well, the pshat is, at the end of the day, it's a gilui. It says, le'yirah is lav dafka le'yirah. That means, b'yimotz is a gilui. And b'yirah is a gilui. And b'yimotz is a gilui. Yesh la'im was a hetev. Is it two separate lavim at the end of the day with two separate sets of rules? Or, the part is, each one's regala on the other, and it's all one big cholent of all the dinim altogether. We'll talk about this. We get to this. It seems to be machlekes over here between the Chiddush Iran and Rabbeinu Dov. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow. Maybe we'll see it the next few days. I just want to put that on the table. At the end of the day, how do the limudim work? The pshat is each lav is it one lav by yiro by motzei, and the psukim are megala one on the other. All the kulis, all the chumris, all the kulis and all the chumris apply to everything. All the pshat is it's two separate lavim with two separate sets of rules. Just all the lavim apply here, and all the lavim apply over here. But lamashal, if a guy has chometz that he can't see, he'll be over by yimotzi, he won't be over by yiroh. For example, a guy has chometz that he can't see. Is he over by yiroh also? Or is he over by yimotzi only? We're going to see a mitzvah shem. This is before Shuri Shainim on this. We'll come back and talk about it, okay? But at the end of the day, what the Gemara says is that all the dinu apply all over. Okay? Adkan. What I want to begin the discussion today is the Rashi over here, the Fisha Nehmer, look inside. The Fisha Nehmer V'leirah L'cha, the Midik Ziv L'cha, Mashmo Mina, Shachoy Yataroya, Avataroya B'Gvul Cha, Shalacheru. Ki Goynochu Yishar Gavoya, and Yigisha L'Vedek Avais. Rashi explains over here a landmark Rashi that shook the world. We'll start from this Rashi, our journey into this Sugya, we'll start from here, this is our entrance. If it would only said Le'irah L'cha, I make it drasha, l'cha. You only have one chametz that's yours. Avat the rishon l'chem shal gavoya. What does l'chem shal gavoya says Rashi? Shal nachri, and shal gavoya means the hektish tveder kabayis. You make this something tveder kabayis belongs to hektish. It's not yours. Those are the two cases where a guy's not over. Comes on the pasuk of le'imatzei where the Torah didn't say l'cha, and over there the Torah told us you over even when it's not yours. Okay, fine. Hakib you over if it's not yours. It says l'cha. That's when you recover pikdainus, when you took achrayas. That we'll see, that's the big sugi on the bottom, when you ever went up. But let's start from the baseline then. Chametz, that's not yours, you're not over by Yirah by Matzion, period. So we'll start with the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua's Medayik and Rashi over here. So this is, by the way, din number one in by Yirah Matzion. We're beginning now a long blot of which chametz are you over by Yirah by Matzion. So, din number one is, it has to be l'cha. The pasuk which is Megala, you don't need l'cha, it's talking about pikudainus, where you makabal l'achrayas, you became a shemachim, a shemasacha, we're going to see. Big machlekes. So, baseline din is, it has to be l'cha. Shachay atoy, roya atoy shalachem. Now, the Pnei Yeshua's Medayik and Rashi, a diuk. It's a diuk. What's a diuk? Rashi says that what's called shalachem, nochri and gavoya. What's called chametz of somebody else that you're not everyone? If you have in Yerushos, if you have in Lecha, you have chametz of a Nochri or a Goy. So Pnei Yeshua's Medayik. Why does Rashi Safka say a Goy in Hekdesh? Why don't he say chametz of Yisrael? Why Dafka Goy? So in all honesty, the diak's not the end of the world. You can say Rashi says it's okay, because generally speaking, Yiddish chametz is not around on Pesach. Goyel takes care of it. But the Pnei Shur took the Rashi seriously. Why did Rashi say Nochri and Gavoya? Rashi's mashua that if you had, and this is where the shocking thing is, he says the Pnei Yeshua, that Rashi holds that if you have chametz of another yid in your house, you're over by your Rabbi Matzah. Chametz Shur Yisrael, you're over by your Rabbi Matzah. As I say, Pnei Shur, you also have Pnei Shur this morning, you know? Pnei Shur says Mefurish, that Rashi says Dafka Nochri, Dafka Gavoya, but if it's chametz of a yid, you're over by your Matzah. Didn't see Pnei Shur? Didn't see Pnei Shur? Why are you so surprised? What happened? More Rashi. You give too many memory frames? What is it? You count it? Or you have one of these modern Gemaras that has like line number 25? So they sure? Since they also get a day off, they don't go away from it. Yeah, it takes you all day to learn. You don't come on time, that's why. Right, that's what I'm going to do. Came at 9:50. It's late. It's earlier than there was in Catholic. Came early? And you still didn't do the whole Gemara? So how are you guys going to come Balabatam and learn a Raisa then? What? You should stay in Kirill. Herschel said more of a stark Amin than you did. No, Tafyemi. What Tafyemi? What Tafyemi, Yarashov? There's no Tafyemi with Nikudis. You have to know the more I'm saying, eh? Just a cup Tafyemi. Listen carefully. Pnei Shur's Medayek and Rashi. You guys will all come on time. You'll be able to see the Pnei Shur and the Goyin and the Gwan Daphne involved. But okay, I'll live with you privately today, free of charge. Yeah? Just like myself, takes $200-$300 an hour. That's what they take in Lakewood for tutoring. Yeah, come on, for free. You can say you learned with me privately once. And they choose Medayek and Rashi, yeah? You have to come on time. If you come on time, you can learn. You start coming at 9:15. I know you guys have... We're going to stay in learning classes, because the work is always going to hire you. That's for sure. Let them stay in learning. Right, elephant, they stay in learning, yeah? Right there. Never. Just wait till one day you go to work. You have to finish till you go to work. Just wait. Instead of a 9:50, Rabbi Dadash, he said, right? Yeah. Akoponim. There's a Diak and Rashi here. Pnei Yeshua's Medayek. Why did Rashi say Nachri and Govaya? So to Pnei Yeshua that if we be Chomet Shei Yisrael, Rashi says, "We'll be chomet shei Yisrael." You're over. Shaking zach. That means, Pnei Shur's medayek and Rashi that if I have chomets of a yid in my house, I will over by Rabbi Matzah, even though it's not mine, even though I wasn't mekabel pikkud, even though I didn't take achrayas. He says, "Nochri says a gavoya." The Goyin. The Goyin is even more famous. I printed you out the Goyin today, which none of you saw, obviously. The Goyin says Mefurish and Siman Tov and Gimel. The famous Goyin. The Goyin is the captain of this Rashi. The Goyin says it's Mefurish and Rashi. Then Dafka Nochri and Gavoya, if it's Chometz of Yisrael, you're over. Atkan the Goyin. So we have two G'dayle, Rabbi Seinu, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Goyin, who were Medayik in this Rashi. The Goyin is the one who Lahalacha brought the Rashi. Okay, the Pnei Yeshua is a Mefarish on the Gemara. The Goyin is Shulchan Aruch, a Siman Tov and Gimel that I printed out on the sheet. It says explicitly that if you have Chometz of Yisrael in your house, not a Chrayas, without a Pikotin, you're over by Rabbi Matzah. Now the part is, it's very, very Tiferet. There's a huge difference between how the Pnei Shur learns why you're over on Chometz over Yid, and the Goyin, and this Kama for Kama Naf Kaminas, which I want to use as an introduction for the next 2 weeks on many levels of raid that I'm going to say. First of all, Pshat. First of all, Meir Rav Hoysai, who argues on this Rashi? We're going to flow with the Pnei Yeshua, we're going to flow with the Goyin, who are Medayik the Rashi. Again, it's a Diuk. Why Rashi chapt on Nochri and not Yisrael? So they're medayik the Rashi that if we chometz of a yid you be over. Now who argues on this Rashi? By the way, we know already. What you say? Where? Ramaskev and Sechel, the Ran, Rabbeinu David. We already had a Ran, Rabbeinu David, Ramaskev and Sechel. What the Ran, Rabbeinu David said, Ramaskev and Sechel. Nobody's over, right? Why is nobody over? I'm not over because it's not my chometz, and the Ramaskev is not over because it's not his rishos, right? So we already learned that we have Kama v'Kama Rishayim who say explicitly, you're over on Chametz, you're not over on Chametz of Yisrael. But it's a Rashi. It's a Rashi. The Goyim and Penei Shomer, the Rashi famous. Now we'll start to say Tifa Red. There are two ways to understand the Rashi. I'm going to speak out Kama v'Kama v'Kama interesting nafkaminis. The Penei Yeshua says a very, very, I can only call it a radical pshat in Rashi, as you all agree what I'm going to say. The Penei Yeshua brings a Mechilta, who backs up his Diyuk in Rashi. The Penei Yeshua brings a Mechilta that backs up his Diyuk in Rashi. And the Penei Yeshua says a very interesting thing. I don't want to call it strange, but it's Mechodesh to us. He says that the reason why a person's not, he says a time of the cross. It's hard to believe what he says, but he brings a Mechilta that's mashma like that, a Medrash. The Penei Yeshua says that the reason why you're potter on Goyish Chametz and on Chametz or Hekdesh is because it's not under your jurisdiction to do a beer on it. Because if you're going to go burn the Chametz of the Goy, you're going to have to pay for it. If you're going to go burn the Chametz of Hekdesh, you're going to have to pay for it. It's not the Chametz. Masha Enkein, he says something interesting. He says, Yiddish Chametz, Haloi, anyway the owner has to go ahead and get rid of it. Yeah? Anyway the owner has to go ahead and get rid of it. Right? So it's Chametz which is any of it. He says, I'm married to Kazakh. So Chametz which you have or you're chaylus of doing beer on, you're over by your own matzah. I repeat. The Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why you're not over by your own Chametz, well, I'm trying to say something very blunt. The Pnei Yeshua is saying that in order to be over by your own, it doesn't have to be your Chametz. Pnei Yeshua says, Pnei Yeshua is everything possible. I'll still get one after communion. It doesn't have to be your Chametz. Your Eivron Chametz is not yours. You have Chametz in your Rishos, your Eivron. Why not Eivron a Goy? Because it's not under your jurisdiction to do the beer. The Goy is going to be tevei you to court. Masha'en came by Yisrael, where the Yisrael is not going to be tevei you to court, because anyway it has to be gotten rid of, it's chometz over Yisrael. So in Mele, you have a chiv to do beer. If you have a chiv to do beer, you're over. I repeat, the Pnei Yeshua has a drastic plan. It's based on a drosha and a mechulta, which is mashma like that, okay? That chometz of a Goy is not potter because it's not yours. And the chometz of a hekdesh is not potter because it's not yours. It's a shaila, practical shaila, whether or not you can get rid of it or not. Atkan, a funny pshat in the Pnei Yeshua. It's not funny because we're giving marks to the Pnei Yeshua. It's funny in our eyes, such a pshat. That's how radical the pshat is in such a single. The marshal. One second. The marshal says to Pnei Yeshua, what will be by Lefizeh, what will be by chometz of Hefker? Lefizeh, what will be by chometz of Hefker? What will be by chometz of Hefker? What do you say? You have to get rid of it, because you can get rid of it. You're your own. It's not yours. It doesn't have to be yours. It just has to be that Yochel Avar. You can get rid of it. At Kedekach, I'm going to tell you a Zach which is startling. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi Lashitoso, he couldn't learn like Tosis that Bittul means Hefker, because even if it's Hefker, you're over. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi Lashitoso, he couldn't, this is how far he takes it. The Pnei Yeshua speaks out that Rashi Lashitoso, he couldn't learn that Bittul means Hefker like Tosis. So what if you were mafker it? You still have it by your own matzah. It doesn't have to be yours. You're over even on somebody else's. You could be mevarit. You're only potter from Goyish Chametz and Hegdish Chametz. You don't have a right to go be mevarit because it's not under your jurisdiction. But Yiddish Chametz, you could be mevarit. Hefki, you can mevarit. You hear me? How far he takes this? Rashi, the Shittos and that Talmud Beis taught us that Bittul's this whole newfangled pshat of Hashbosa, but they have Yashbosa. Why does everyone like Tosis that it's Hefker? Says Pnei Yeshua, what's it going to help me that it's Hefker? You made it Hefker. It's not yours. Big deal. So what if it's not yours? Who cares? Was again, everyone. As I state in Pnei Yeshua, Atke Dekach, he built a shita of Rashi that it doesn't have to be yours. And the criteria to decide whether or not you're over by Rabbi Motzei is whether or not it's under your jurisdiction to do a beer or not. Hefker, you're over on. Yisrael, you're over on. Great now. Atkan, the Pnei Yeshua. One second. In the Velt, it's Mekobel. In the Velt, it's Mekobel. In the Velt, it's Mekobel. The Goyin doesn't say that. If you look in the printout of the Goyin that I brought you, the Goyin is very few words, Kedarko Bakoydish. The Goyin just says that if you do your Kenrashi, the Chometz of Yisrael, you're Egron. It's a cool in the belt that the Goyin doesn't mean this whole Pachkarad, the Pnei Yeshua, that. What did the Goyin mean? Go slowly. The Goyin meant that. So there are a lot of people who say that what the Goyin meant to say is not the Pnei Yeshua's whole shtickle Torah, that you could get rid of it, you can't get rid of it. The Goy meant to say that the Lecha is coming to say that it has to be Lecha. What's Lecha mean? So there's a base mayor, contemporary of Rabbi Kivager. Base mayor says that Lecha means, we find sometimes in the Torah that Lecha means privately owned. Sometimes Lecha means Leirah Lecha Tekal Yisrael. You shouldn't have Yisrael Dikur Chametz. So the way we darshan the pasuk is, and that's how Rashi darshaned it, was Leirol Lecha. You shouldn't have Lecha Dikur Chametz in Vayu. What's Lecha Dikur Chametz means? Lecha Dikur Chametz means Jewish Chametz, Chametz of Yisrael. Lafuki Akum and Enochri and a Gavoya, which is not Jewish Chametz. Lefiza will be behefker. Will be behefker. Lefiza. It's not Jewish Chametz. You're potter. You're not over. A huge nafkamina between the Ganga of the Pnei Yeshua and what I'm calling, for clarity's sake, the Ganga of the Goyim. If the reason why you're not over on the Chometz of Yisrael, if the reason why you're over on the Chometz of Yisrael is because you can get rid of it, say, of course you can get rid of. If the reason why you're not over on the Chometz of Yisrael is, if the reason why you're over on the Chometz of Yisrael, because it's called Lecha, it's Jewish Chometz, Lecha means Klai Yisrael, the general Klai Yisrael, there's a few places in Shas where Lecha means Yisrael. If yes, so Chometz of Hefker, you won't be over. Because it's not Lecha, it's not Yiddish Chometz. And now the nafkamina between the Goyin and the Pnei Yeshua, in what the Pshat and Rashi is, why are you over on Chometz of Yisrael? So the first nafkamina is Hefker. Again, is the reason why you're over on Chometz of Yisrael because the Pasha can go ahead and do beer on it? In which case, that will apply by Hefker also. Or the reason is because it's called Chometz of Yisrael, it's called Lecha, Dikur Chometz, in which case, Hefker is not. So nafkamina number one is hefker. Nafkamina number two is a chakir that I want to say now, which is a psicha for the next 2 weeks. And we're going to come back to it a number of times. Ava chakira. I want to talk about the Torah Kadesh says, you're only over on chametz if it's yours. Before I talk about Rashi, I want to go back a step. I want to clarify chakira, and this chakira is told in the Pnei Yeshua underground. Yesh lachkor. Before we get into the controversy of Chometz of Yisrael, Chometz of Greid, the Torah says, you're not over Chometz, it's not yours. We'll take the baseline shot. Yesh lachkor, what's the shot? Why not over Chometz, that's yours? One way of learning is that it's a din in the Maisa Avera. I'll explain it. Din the Kafra. I mean to say yes. The Maisa Avera is, you're not allowed to have Chometz. The Avera is having Chometz. Watch what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. What's called having Chometz? What's called is Chometz by me? What's called holding chametz? The Torah says, don't hold chametz. It's my chametz. If it's not my chametz, even though it's in my rishos, it's in my backyard, that's not called to have chametz. That's not called to have a sheikhas to the chametz. That's not called what they call in Rabbi Sanders Yeshiva, yachas. Okay? Say that for those who know what I'm talking about. That's what they talk about since the beginning of this month. Nothing else. Right, Rosal? I'm wrong? Are you part of this cut? Okay. As I said, the yachas to the chametz. So what's the pshat? Why you're not over chametz? It's not yours. Why you're not over chametz? It's not yours. Because the aveir is holding chametz and having chametz. That's not cool to have. That's not cool to have chametz. That's not cool to have chametz. That's not cool that I'm holding the chametz. So when it's not mine, I'm lacking in the maisa aveir. I repeat, when it's not mine, I'm lacking in the maisa aveir. The maisa aveir is holding chametz. It's not your chametz. It's in your backyard. Right? There's a case of beer sitting right there, smack in the middle of the lawn. The teretz is it's kavocha teretz, but it's not mine. It's not just a mirror. So I didn't do the Maisa Averus, I didn't the Gavra. The other way of learning is the Din in the Chafza. What's part of the Din in the Chafza? Which type of Chometz did the Torah say you're not allowed to hold? Only Chometz, which is yours. Chometz, which is not yours, is not my problem. But it's not a Chisoin in the act of the Avera. It's a Din in the Chafza. Which type of Chometz is my problem to dig about? That's my Chakir. When I'm not over on Chometz, it's not mine. Is the reason is because it's poshut not to call to have a kesher to the chometz, have a yachas to the chometz. I'm not doing that avera. The avera is having chometz. Having a chometz in your backyard is not called having chometz. It has to be yours. So when it's not yours, it's felt in the maisa avera. All the pshat is din mechafza. Which type of chometz, whose chometz am I responsible for not having? Which chometz am I have to get rid of? The chometz which is mine. Chometz which is not mine. I'm not going to have to get rid of it. That's my problem. Very interesting chakira. By the way, very legitimate chakira. Have a raya. According to Yeshua's understanding of why you're over on chametz of a yid, I have no right to the chakira. Because the Pnei Yeshua says, "Bal bat shazach, can you get rid of it? You can't get rid of it or not. Something which you can't get rid of is not your problem. So it could be this way, it could be that way. It's a zaita gezach, it's a mechilta. Chametz which you can't get rid of, you're not responsible for. It doesn't mean this way, it doesn't mean that way, I don't know. But according to the Goyin says, it's a din of which type of chametz. Lecha means it's Yisrael Dikur Chametz. Have a more Dikur Taina. And all this Emes Lamita Shal Torah. If the miut of Lecha is that it's not called that it has a kesher to me, I didn't do the Maisa Vera. It's not called I'm holding Chametz. It's not called I have Chametz. So what's the difference if it's Jewish Chametz or Goyish Chametz? You don't mean all the chametz means Jewish chametz. I don't know what that means. What do you mean it's Yiddish chametz? But mitzad kesher to the chametz and having the chametz and holding the chametz and there's no difference if it's Jewish chametz or Goyish chametz. It's not mine. So if you tell me that the criteria to be over the aveira, the ma'is aveira is having chametz. What's called having chametz? You could learn that maybe you have to have a chametz in my backyard enough. No, it's not enough in your backyard. You have to own it. If you don't own it, you don't. That's not called you have chametz. So why should make a difference if it's Yiddish chametz or Goyish chametz? Because it belongs to Shmer Beryl, that makes it more connected to me. That's called I'm having chametz. So in the Goyin, have a raya muchachas that is in the Heftza. The Torah said, you're not responsible for Goyish chametz. For Yiddish chametz, I'm responsible. That's a murder garaya. A raya shein ala tshuva. By the way, I'm curious, how does Oyel learn the Pasha Shadon Amiyot? The Moshel, according to all the other Rishonim that the Price just quoted on Daftal by the Maskel Sefer, you're not over chametz, it's not yours. The Sefer is not over. Said the Rabbeinu David, the Ran, by Maskel Sefer, the Sefer is not over, it's not his chametz. Why not? Because the Heft is the wrong chametz? Or the Pshad is because you're not doing the Maisa Veira. The Pashtus is Tzadwan, because you're not doing the Maisa Veira. The Pshad is the Maisa Veira is having chametz, holding chametz, having a Kesher to chametz, and Masha chametz. That's not called holding chametz. There is chametz in my backyard. That's not called to have chametz. Having chametz, the baseline is that it's yours. By the way, that's the Pashtus Pshad. But in the Goins, so the Pnei Shua says about Batish Azaf. What Pnei Shua says, it's totally, it's a criteria, it's a drosh on the positive. Can you get rid of it? You can't get rid of it enough. Fine. But if I don't learn like that, and I learn that L'cha means, Yiddish chametz means not privately owned, but it means belonging to Klai Yisrael. So what's together? If the mir of L'cha, if I'll ask you a question, why not everyone Goyish chametz? It's not yours. So why is Jewish chametz better? Is L'cha in the Goyin, it's mukrach, that the mir of L'cha is a din in the cheft of what type of chametz am I over by you on? Not how am I over by you on? This chakir is going to play a major, major role in the coming weeks. I want them to file away. That's number two. Number three is a dover nifla lamita shel Torah. Number three is a psicha. Number three is dover noyer. I have a raya to everything I spoke about now, from A to Z, all the hakiras, all the dafkaminas, and we're going to turn to daf memvav and aleph. We're going to learn a little Rashi inside, which shook up the world. Shook up the world. This Rashi. Turn to Rashi memvav and aleph. Okay. One second. Turn to Memvav and Aleph, okay? Let's learn a mission inside together with a little Rashi. And I'm going to build from this Rashi, you say this G'day L'mad Moed. Listen carefully. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzer mafish nechala betumah b'yantuf. A guy has dough on yantuf. He wants to bake matzah. It's tummy. So, how's he going to mafish chala? What's he going to do? We already spoke this out. What's his problem? To go make it challah and then bake it, I can't. Because not echol nefesh, because it's challah tomato is what? Is burned. To leave it around, it's going to turn into chametz. So what do I do? I'm going to l'shem atchitafa. Bake it, and then be mafish the challah. Put it on ice, and it won't turn into chametz. Omer Bishur, look at this. Look at this. You have an Eitzah. What are you worried about? How are you going to be mafresh the challah? You want to go bake matzahs. How are you going to be mafresh the challah? What are you going to do? You mafresh the challah, you won't have what to do with it. It's going to turn into chametz. To leave it around, Stam, you can't. Bake it, you can't. What's tutkin? To give it to Klavim, we know you can't, right? Because we have an old friend from Eitzah. What do you do? Says, I'm sure, I know what the problem is. Listen to what you do. Be mafresh the challah, and everything's fine. I'll leave it there. What do you mean, mafish challah? I'll leave it there. I can't burn it. I can't bake it. Why? I'm not allowed to burn it because you can't burn it. Nothing. I'm not allowed to bake it to eat it because it's challah tomato. Leave it around. That's what Shom by your Rabbi Matzeh. Says, "Be sure. What are you worried about? Leizeh uchamish muzal by your Rabbi Matzeh. El mafish also take off the challah and leave it. And mechmita. It's not your problem." Says Rashi, "Why not? Look at this Rashi. Top Rashi. It's a life changing Rashi. When I think about psachim, this is what I think about. Zok Rashi." Listen to this, Maiza. I was mafresh chal. You have a problem. You have chalot me. The was waiting. The guest is sitting over there. The other was saying, "Where's the matzahs? You can't bake the matzahs until you mafresh the chal. Apparently, mafresh the chal. It's going to be chametz because I can't do anything with the chal. Can't bake it. Can't burn it. So what's the problem? Be mafresh chal. There's no problem. He says, it's not yours. Why is it not yours, by the way? Because it's not mine, it belongs to who? By the way, who's it belong to when I'm mafresh the challah? What? Who does it belong to, by the way? It belongs to Shevet Kohanim. It belongs to the Kohanim in general. Slowly, says Rashi. The Kroksiv Shachoyat Rebbe Zeh Einu Shachol. Watch this. This is not yours. V'loy Shachavercho. Why? Look at this, Rashi. Da'akati lo'moti liat koin. It didn't reach the hands of a koin. What does Rashi say? Listen to this trick of Rashi. Be mafrish chala. But don't give it to a koin. So since you were mafrish the chala, but you didn't give it to a koin, da'akati lo'moti liat koin. So you're not over, shachoyat aroya, miduyik, that if it's going to reach the hands of a koin, then what? Miduyik, that if it would reach the hands of a koin, and it would stay in my house, then what? Rashi says, Da'kat, ze'ena shacha, v'loy shacha vercha, da'kati l'modi l'at koin. Miduyik and Rashi, that if it would reach the hands of a koin, it's chavercha, then I would be over by Rabbi Matze. Okay, because we're not the Salvation Army worried about the coin. That's not my problem that the coin's over. We're talking about me. What's my problem? Don't break his head, the coin. I don't know what the coin over. I mean, why is it my problem? The answer is for me. I want to. So we're not worried about Klai Yisrael. I'm not in Kiruv. You hear? No, just let's talk about it. It's not the poster on Rashi. Rashi says that you're not over. Rashi says, if you want to learn like that, Bakasha, if you're happy over Michael. Say to Bakasha, all the Gedele Oilom. Okay? You don't know like you. All the Davis. Okay? As far as I know. Okay? No, wait, what's the problem? Yeah. I can't hear you. I just. No. I will go. Wait a second. For a guy who didn't learn the Sugi, asking good, yeah? Wait a second. You saw the Rashi this morning? You did? How'd you get to it? Which is honesty itself. Because you were so honest, I want to ask you what time you came. You said it? Listen carefully. I mean, Mike, which is something distracting me. Here, wait, calm down. You're wrong, okay? So, you state in the Rashi that the guy says it be Yeshua, but Bakasha, there's no problem. Be mafish, what it called. You're not Muzer by your own Motze. Says Rashi, why are you not Muzer by your own Motze? Says Rashi, the love the day, it's not mine. Why is it not mine? Because I'm not over. The Zainu Shachov, the Shachavach, the Kati Lamoti, the Yad Koin, they didn't reach the end of the Koin yet. Slowly, everything slowly. State in Rashi a few things. First of all, state that if it would reach the hands of the Koin, I'm over by Rabbi Motze. First of all, this Rashi is equivalent to Velt, that by us it was a Diuk. By us it was a Diuk that Rashi said, Nachmi, the Benishu was Medayak, the Koin was Medayak. This event is the Koin before Shirashi. Rashi is before us that if it would reach the hands of the Koin, then what? If it would reach the hands of the Koin, then you'd be over. Because you see that Yiddish Chomich, everybody will say that's his landmark Rashi. Slowly. Now let's see. State in Rashi, we go slowly. State in Rashi, of a Kol's matter doesn't reach the hands of the Kohen, but it's in the interim state of what? But it's in the interim state of what? Of Mammon Kohen, but it didn't reach a private Kohen. Akati Lamati, because it's not Shochavercha. That's Meduyuk and Rashi, that you're not over. You're only over if it reaches the hands of the Kohen. But if it's a state of general Kohanim, what we call Shevet HaKohanim, that it didn't reach a specific Kohen yet, then it's Meduyuk and Rashi that what? What's Meduyuk and Rashi? Meduyuk and Rashi that you're not over. You're only over when it's Akati Leshachov, Leshachavacha, Akati Lamoti, Liat Kohen. Meduyuk and Rashi that if it would get to the hands of a Kohen, you'd be over. Now let's see slowly. According to Pnei Yeshua, what's read it in? A guy was mafresh chala. He didn't give it yet to a private kohen. But who does it belong to now? Shevet kohuna. It belongs to all the kohanim. Does he didn't give it to a specific kohen? According to the Pnei Yeshua, what should be the day? Should be over or not over? You're on. What do you say? What do you say? You're not over? I thought you're all wrong. You're able to burn it. What's the reason? Of course, not because of that. Islam. No. He didn't say the Pnei Yeshua, because he didn't learn it. Yeah. What's the reason why the Pnei Yeshua says Yiddish Chometz is different than Goyish Chometz? Because the word is that since Jewish Chometz is aimed to be burned anyway, so nobody can be debated better. Not because we don't know which kind. Without that. Jewish chametz, which is aimed to be burnt, then avada and avada, I have the ifrelis to burn it. If that's true, I have a kushya tzum on the Pnei Yeshua, by the way. According to Yeshua, who says that the reason why a person is over on Jewish chametz because it's yochel levar, and the only time you pot is when it's goyish chametz because you can't burn it. So this is private Jewish chametz. It's owned by the Kohanim, by the way. And if it's owned by the Kohanim, there's no reason in the world why it should be over. So what's a katir l'mati liyat kohen? You should be over. You should already be over already now. What I have a kasha from a Rashi. How could Rashi say that this is not the chametz that you're muzer on? It is chametz that you're muzer on. Yeshua says that anything which is beerable, anything which is belongs to Jews, where you have the ability to go ahead and do the beer, you're over on. So why is Rashi say katil matil at kain? Right now it's Jewish chametz. That's aleph base. 1 minute. So I'm saying this to a point that I have a kasha the Pnei Shul. The Pnei Shul's case. One nafkamina was hefker. I have another nafkamina, Jewish chametz, which doesn't have a private owner. It's l'cha. Excuse me, that's the Peshua. What about going to the Goyin? This is a Marita Ketest. The Goyin says, we're not looking at the Peshua. The Goyin learns, like I said, the Tifalamdas a few minutes ago, it's din in the Chefza. It's not a din in the Gavra and the Maisa Vera that he did. It's din in the Chefza. What type of chametz is a person over or not? So the Goyin said, that Yiddish chametz, you're over on. Only Goyish chametz. L'cha means Yidden. If I learn like that, then there's a catastrophe. So once I was mafresh challah and it's Yiddish chametz, why have to have it owned privately by somebody? Have a kushi atzuma. What is Rashi? Have a stira. The Goyin says in Tov Mem Gimel that if I have chametz that's owned by Jews, I'm over by Rabbi Motzei, and explains the base mayor that the pshat in the Goyin and the Rashi is because l'cha means Jewish chametz. L'cha doesn't mean privately owned. So before Rashi, not like this. Rashi says that if a guy was mafresh challah, va'kati lomoti liat kohen, it didn't reach somebody's hand. You're over. You're not over. Why not? It's Jewish chametz. What's the difference if it's privately owned or it's collectively owned? It's Jewish chametz. It's l'cha dikur chametz. So l'chayra, this Rashi have a very unusual case. I have chametz which collectively is Jewish chametz, just doesn't belong to a private person, but it's Jewish chametz. It belongs to all the crowd together without one specific kohen. So the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua L'chayra doesn't stem with this Rashi, but the Goyin is also just as fair. If the aside of the Goyin was that L'cha means Jewish chametz, that's why the base mayor learns, L'cha means Yisrael, L'cha doesn't mean privately owned. So here I have a scenario of something which is not privately owned, but it's Jewish chametz. Why am I not over? Shtem Mefurash and Rashi, that the only time I'm over on Jewish chametz is when it's owned by somebody, rather as Rashi says. Rashi says, V'loy shachavercha. It's not yours and it's not your chaver. And if we my chaver, be over. Says of Shmuel, a pshat which, in my eyes, is very, very sure. And I'm going to say in the coming days a whole new pshat in Rashi, Mr. Shem. But says of Shmuel and others that what it means is like this: Avada shtei in this Rashi mitzad echad. This is the quandary of this Rashi I'm involved. Mitzad echad in this Rashi state that you're over on chametz of a yid even though it's not yours. Mitzad sheni, it's not because it's Jewish chametz, not because it's owned by somebody. And that's the big mystery. Why? If you're over on Jewish chametz, let it be all Jewish chametz. Why does it have to be owned privately? Let it be even chametz that belongs to the Shevet HaKuhuna. And if you'll tell me that there's a din of what it calls and what's up is privately owned, what's going on over here? So Shmuel says, interesting part, he says that l'cha means private chametz. Narvos. Why private? Says Shmuel, a weird pshat. I'm saying it's a weird pshat because I don't believe it's the pshat of the Goyin, but as of right now, I don't have another pshat. Tomorrow, I'm going to say a whole new pshat in Rashi. Because of this Rashi, I'm involved. Because of this Rashi, I'm involved. I'm going to say a whole new understanding in Rashi why Rashi says a person's over on chametz of another yid. But Shmuel says, "Velez Breiro." He says, "Look, vayst ois that avada and avada, it's a din in the chefza. Like I said, if it's a din in the gavra, that chametz that's not yours, it's not called. You're connected to the chametz. Why should it make a difference if it's Jewish chametz or Gershon chametz? It's not my chametz. Elma, it's a din in the chefza. But what's the chefza?" He says a tifa vort. He says, the chametz that a person's over on is chametz that has a din of bayira on it. Says of Shmuel, that if it belongs to a private person, so that private person owns the chametz now, and he now has a din of bayira on the chametz, because it belongs to somebody. So it's a bayira by motzi dikha chametz. It's chametz that has a tzivoy on a bayira. A zah chametz, which has on it a tzivoy of bayira by motzi, I'm not allowed to have either. I'm not allowed to hold it. By the way, is at the end of the day, it's a din in the chefza. Which type of chametz am I over on? Chametz which has bayira by motzi on it. A weird pshat. The mailer says a pshat. That's a pshat. Kolzman, you made it, says Rashi, a chap. Make it challah. But don't give it to any kohen yet. So Kol Zman belongs to the collective Shevet HaKohuna. There's nobody who has Bayu Amatzah because it doesn't belong to anybody. It's a weird zach. It's collectively, we'll call it Yiddish Chometz. But there's nobody who has a Chiyah Bayu Amatzah on it. And since it's not Chometz, which the Cheftz of the Chometz is Chayav Bayu Amatzah, I'm not responsible for it either. If I give it to my chaver, and my chaver has a chiyuv of bayiro b'matzi on it, so then we say that l'cha means Jewish chametz. It means we're learning that l'cha means Jewish chametz, but it's not collectively owned by Jews. L'cha means chametz which has on it a chiyuv of bayiro b'matzi. If you have in your house Jewish chametz, and it's a zad Jewish chametz which is owned privately by somebody who has a chiyuv on it, then you also have a chiyuv on it. Again, I'm stressing, this is a vadal leit tzad that is not a mir in the gavra. If it's a mir in the gavra, which I stress is the parshav shat, so then there's nothing to talk about. It's in the ma'is avero. Why should it make a difference? But if it's a mir in the chefza, so we're looking at this Rashi and Daf Mevom Beis, a redefinition of what's the chefza. Chametz, which is owned by somebody who has by raw by matzi on it, says of Shmuel, a zah chametz you're over on it also. Now, why am I saying it's a weird shot? Because I don't understand it. Make up your mind. If l'cha means not privately owned, and l'cha means Jewish chametz, say it. So then it should be even the Shevet HaKohuna. Why daf kohuna has to go to a specific kohen? If l'cha doesn't mean Jewish chametz, l'cha means by you, this must have been a weird zach. If I have chametz which is owned by somebody, then, and he's over by Rabbi Matzi on it, so then even though it's not my chametz, but I'm over on it also because I have the cheftza of Alucha Dikar chametz. My high, what's the pshat on such a thing? What's the pshat on such a thing? What's that? Because he's over by Rabbi Matzi on it, therefore, because he's over by Rabbi Matzi on it, because it's privately owned, therefore I'm over on it. Mechatesi, what's the gather in such a thing? What do you say? That's what I just said. That's what I said. No, my problem, that's not my problem. My problem is not the fact that there's nobody on the group chametz. My problem is, what do I care if it's somebody else's chametz who grabbed the hasbayra? Why is that my problem? If you're telling me that fundamentally chametz needs to be yours, you're not over on Ochri, and you see, tell me a new vart. You're only over on chametz which has bayra by matzi on it. What's the gather such a thing? If you tell me, like the Pnei Yeshua, whether you can get rid of it or not, which is very balabatish, by the way, okay, I understand. But if we're not learning like the Pnei Yeshua, because if that would be the pshat, then I'm arriving from Shevet Kuhuna. I'm being arrived from Shevet Kuhuna, not like the Pnei Yeshua. Okay? Because by Shevet Kuhuna, you can get rid of it. It belongs to Jews. It doesn't make a difference if it belongs to a specific Jew. You can go ahead and get rid of it. Teretz is a tata pshat. Not a balabatish pshat, whether I can get rid of it or not. But it's in the chefs of the chametz. So I understand. If it's Jewish chametz, it's Jewish chametz. Why do I need to give it to a kohen, even if it's Shevet Kuhuna? If it's not about a Jewish chametz, what is the gather? It has to be l'cha, and then what? So I dafka private. And l'cha means Jewish, or l'cha doesn't mean Jewish. If l'cha means Jewish, the Shevet Kuhuna is called Jewish. Elamai, it doesn't mean Jewish. It means privately owned, but it's not privately owned. It's not mine. It's the other guy's. No, but if it's privately owned, then what? And somebody's over by Iran on it, then I'm also over on it. What's the shot in that? So again, if I want to say like the... So this Rashi, I want to repeat. I said three nafkaminas. I said three things. The Rashi's Meduyik back to Pnei Yeshua and Rashi Bayos. I want to say the following. The Pnei Yeshua and the Goin were Medayik in our Rashi a shocking Zach, that a person is over on Chometz. A person's over on Chometz if it's not yours. Okay? If it's not your Chometz, you're over on it. That's Aleph. Beis. Machlekes Pnei Yeshua and Alderach Degoyin, what the gather is. And I said three zogs on it. One is, the Pnei Yeshua's gather is a mechilta, according to the Goyin, it's totally in the Hakira, is the Mirad in the Gavra, is in the Chefsa. Number two is, the Nafkamin is what's going to be by Hefker. And number three is, what's going to be when you have Shevet Kuhuna, the Rashi and Daf Mevov. So on one hand, the Rashi Mevov is a riot to the Etzim Din, that you're over on Chametz of Oikot. I mean, Sacheni, Daf Mevov is a kasha because Shevet Kuhuna is the middle stage where it's Chametz of Yisrael, but you're not over on it. Those are the three horrors, the two Mahalchim and the Rashi. Why is the person over on Chametz of Yisrael? There's a shocking zach, which I just want to put on the table as a psicha to the sugya, which I'm going to answer later on. All the other Rishonim argue on Rashi. I'm going to tell you a zach, which is pashut astounding. All the other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say that you're not only not over on a goy and a hektish, you're not over chometz, it's not yours, even Yisrael's chometz. All the Achronim ask, I'm just putting a kash on the table just to open up your minds. On the top of the Chof Tesom and Aleph, the Gemara brings down a hekesh, the chometz that you're not over By your Rabbi Motzion, you're allowed to eat. On the top of Chavtesim et al, think more brings down a Hekish, a Tzad. We don't pass them like that. But the one Chavtesim et al has a Tzad, the Chomets, which you're not over by your Rabbi Motzion, Chomets, which you're not over by Motzion, if you eat it, you're allowed to eat it. It's a Hekish from Bayroa to Bal Teichal. Chomets, which is Memuyet from the Pasuk of Bayroa, you're allowed to eat. So, according to Rashi, you'll be allowed to eat chametz of a goy. You won't be able to eat chametz of a yid. Why not? Because according to Rashi, you're over by your own chametz of a yid. But according to all the Rishayim who argue on Rashi and hold that you're not over by your own chametz of a yid, will come out of shocking zach. They'll feed the havamin of the gemara that chametz of an aleph. Anything that you're not over by your own, you're allowed to what? You're allowed to eat. So a guy can eat Jewish chametz. You can go to your friend's house and you're allowed to eat a sandwich as long as it's my friend. And that can't be. There's many, many rayas that there's no such thing b'chal. I mean, there's no tzad in the world that you're allowed to eat Jewish chametz. And that Gemara is a kasha, is a raya to Rashi. The Gemara says in Chavtei Sulman Aleph that whatever you have a heter by your own, you're allowed to eat. So according to Rashi, you're not allowed to have chametz of a yid around. You're not allowed to eat chametz of a goy around. You're not allowed to eat chametz of a yid. But according to all the Rishonim who hold that you're not allowed to buy raw if it's chametz of a goy, you're not allowed to buy raw if it's chametz of a goy. You're not allowed to buy raw if it's your eat chametz. So according to that Havamina, you're allowed to eat Jewish chametz. The Dovah Zefrek, the Slach, the Shemano, there's no Havamina, there's no Forsham Mishnayos that you're not allowed to eat a Jew's chametz, that's for sure. And the Chayyim is a very stark Araya, Tishitas Rashi, for being a Araya. According to Rashi, who says that you're not allowed to have Jewish chametz around, there's a thought, you're not allowed to eat chametz around. But according to the Rishonim, who say that you're allowed to have Jewish chametz around, you're not over by your own matzah, so the Gemara makes a hekesh. So you'd be allowed to eat Jewish chametz, and that can't be. It's a kushiyat tsuma on all the Rishonim, it's a Araya to Rashi. It's a very stark Araya to Rashi, that by your own, oh, sorry? I can't hear you, that's what happened, it's a Forsha Gemara. But there's Mishnayos that you can't eat Jewish chametz, that's a Gemara. Again, no, you're not over on Gersh Chomets. You're not over on I said so. I don't have a problem with that. That's a Gemara. But if you think that other Rishon will be a half meaning, you're allowed to eat Jewish Chomets also, and that's partially not true. There's rayas that there's no such thing at all. You just repeated the same thing about three times again. Yeah, it's a Gemara. That's a first Gemara. But Jewish Chomets, it can't be a half meaning, you're allowed to go eat. Akoponim. We'll leave off with that cash. We'll come back to it in a few days. We'll learn it inside. Tomorrow, we'll see you up here now. What? We'll be about to announce Shabbos. Shatur Mislachos. Listen carefully. Tomorrow, we're going to go deep, deep, deep into the sugya. We're going to start this, the Tosfos. We're going to do the Tosfos of Aval Ataroy Shalachem Shagavoya. We're going to do the Tosfos of Aval Ataroy Shalachem Shagavoya with the famous Kash of the Shagazari on the Tosfos. Pay the cash we printed out, you pay close attention to what he asks, and Fatif Sahim is after very shocking, and you have to come on time.